questions? Yes, sir. Instead of deciding who's higher, you know, 2 points for the Dolphins, and I think you just, if you look at it from the point of view of an entity that has certain work to do through form, an entity takes a form that is appropriate to the work it has to do, and it does that work. And like some entity takes a form of a rock, and some a human, and some a dolphin, and some a bird, and some a whale, and each of them has certain limitations and certain options that force a certain kind of work on themselves. And I think it's better, rather than deciding higher or lower, just to see that you and I have certain kinds of work to do that include this kind of getting trapped in our intellect and losing our intuitive and then regaining it. And that's the particular uniqueness of this particular group of beings that we're talking about at the moment. I mean, Buddha pointed out who these are that take human birth, and he said, notice that they all have greed and lust, agitation, ill will, sloth and torpor, and doubt. Those are the five hindrances. Then you've got the 10 fetters, and then you've got the 22 no-no. I mean, there's a lot that describes who we are and what we're doing here. But we all have much on our plate to work with. And that's fine. That's the stuff of why we're humans. Questions? Well, I think I did in talking about my stepmother, about illness and disease in relation to death, because it's at the culmination of your life that there is the real opportunity to transcend your own separateness. And those kind of conditions are only suffering for the somebody who's somebody. When you're not somebody, there's no suffering. There's just phenomena occurring. And so it's like the advanced course, if you will. It's the one that really pushes your buttons at that point. Now, that doesn't mean you close off your heart to it. You got to keep open and do the best you can to help people. I mean, this is not to be used as rationalization for non-action, all right? But it is an understanding. So that when I deal with somebody that is in pain, I'm helping relieve the pain at the same moment I'm understanding the way in which it's working to help them grow. Question? Yes?
Talk some about anger in terms of Kurt Weinberger or hate.
Yeah.
It seems like one of the things that this path leads us to is to try to transcend that and to open our heart to people. But it also seems that unless we have an honest relationship to our anger and to our hate at this level, that we're kidding ourselves when we try to transcend it and it just kind of ferments down there.
Exactly.
Kind of,
yep. You've got to be careful not to get phony holy. But the way in which you work with anger is to acknowledge it, that you feel it. The expression of it to other people is something that can create more stuff. And after a while, you begin to realize that the important part of it is that you acknowledge that you have that anger. And then, as quickly as you can, you keep just letting it go. You don't push it away. You don't deny it. But as quickly as you can, you let it go. I had this very extraordinary experience with my guru in India. He would keep us in the back of the temple, and every now and then he'd call one of us forth and sort of play with us a little bit. And I'd get called, Ramdas, Maharaji wants to see you, and I go rushing up to get the highest truth. And he'd say, Ramdas, give up anger. No, he'd say, love everyone. I'd say, yes, Maharaji, and I'd rush back. And then he'd call me later, and I'd go rushing up. He'd say, Ram Dass, tell the truth. Yes, Maharaji, and I'd rush back. The next day, he'd call me up. Yes, Maharaji. Ram Dass, love everyone. Yes, jao, go. I'd call up, Ram Dass, tell the truth. And he did this day after day after day. Finally, I realized the truth was I didn't love everyone. Was I going to tell the truth, or was I going to love everyone? And I decided in the past, I always made believe I loved everyone, which wasn't truthful. So this time I tell the truth. The truth was I detested all the people that were around me. And there were 30 of them, the Western satsang. I couldn't stand them. They all seemed like, you know, manipulative exploiters. So I started to put signs on my door, keep out, and I got furious. Within a week or two, I was so angry at everybody that at the time I was not carrying money. Which meant I had a bag man that carried the money. It was a little phony, but, and he'd put the money in the bus for me so I could go to the temple. And I was so mad at even him that I wouldn't let him put the money in, so I had to walk. I was so angry. And I walked the 8 miles, and everybody else went on the bus. And I got there, and I was furious, getting angrier and angrier. And I looked down, everybody was eating and so happy and playing with Maharaji, and I got furious. And I came down, and somebody brought me food. And I took up the food and I threw it at him. And my guru was sitting across the courtyard and he says, Ram Dass? And I went over there and he says, something troubling you? And this is in Hindi. I said, yes, I hate all those people and I hate myself. The only person I like is you. I love you. He says, you love me? I said, yes. And he was patting me on the head and he got some milk and he was pouring it down my throat. And he was crying too. And then he came up to me and he said, I told you to love everyone. I said, yeah, but you told me to tell the truth, and the truth is I don't love everyone. And he came up nose to nose and he said, love everyone and tell the truth. What he was saying is, when you finish being who you think you are, this is who you're going to be. And he said, you give up a little anger each day and I'll help you. And I started to do that. About 2 weeks later, I looked across these people, all of whom I hated, and I saw that one level under it, I really loved them, but I couldn't stand them, you know, that level. And I went over and I cut up a piece of apple, and I went to feed each person, and I knew that if you feed somebody with anger, you're giving them poison. So I'd hold the thing, and look at them, and I was so right about every reason I was angry. I mean, righteousness is the root of, you know, I was righteously angry, you know. And I saw he said, let it go. And I just, by sheer will, just kept letting it go and saw their beauty and stuck the apple in their mouth. It took me about an hour and a half to do everybody. 2 weeks later, I was angry at him. And he opened his mouth and said, you gonna give me a piece of apple? That was great. But what's happened over the years is, as I've given up a little, acknowledging it, letting it go. Acknowledging it, letting it, not making believe I don't have it. Not making me. And when I have relationships with people where we have a contract for truth, I will say, you know, I'm really pissed off at you. But we hear, what we have also is the other level where we love each other enough to be straight that way. And we cultivate both levels of it. The only contract of truth is that you acknowledge it. Remember, the game isn't to change someone else. They are just being who they are. This is an interesting flip that happens when you start on the spiritual journey. You realize your game isn't to change another person. They're just being just who they are. Your job is to deal with the reactions you're having to who they are. See, we constantly get into, if only you'd be this way, I could be happy. There's another flip of it. You're being who you are. Now I'll deal with it. If you get to me, great, this is my problem. It's a different kind of work on oneself in a relationship.